Busting the Bass, and you're listening to CFRC Radio 101.9 FM.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast to Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Calling all AMS members, CFRC 101.9 FM is seeking a modest increase to its optional student fee for the first time in over a decade. Help your campus radio station serve our community with news, music, arts programming, podcasts, and more. Watch your emails for ballots from the AMS and vote yes for CFRC's fee increase on January 29th and 30th. Thank you for your support.
Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood. The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood. With me.
On radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Hi, this is Jill Barber, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome to intermission. Intermission. Welcome back from
Welcome back,
yes. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And thanks for coming along, everyone. Thanks for coming in, Simone, for schlepping in this cold, dark winter heckscape, I'm going to say.
Yes, yes.
I can't even do light swears on the radio because I think there's like bus cancellations today, so there might be kids.
Oh.
Normally there are children listening after 9, but I got to be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Think about the kiddos.
And be careful out there, folks. Yeah, think about the kiddos. Like, if you think it's going to be too risky for them on the bus or walking into school, keep them home.
Just keep them home.
Keep them home and let them watch a 3-hour documentary about Saturday Night Live music.
Oh.
That mashup.
That mashup was something else. It's really something to see. Highly recommend you take a look at it.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to take you back in time a little bit.
Absolutely.
50 years.
That's
a lot. That's a big swath of time.
Yeah. From Billy Preston to Taylor Swift and everyone in between.
Yeah, everyone in between.
Fantastic.
Yeah, beautiful.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, it was great.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
If you're just tuning in, this is Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. We're coming at you live from the Lower Carruthers Hall here in Queen's University campus, right in Kingston, Ontario.
Yeah, we love it here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great town, this town of ours.
And you know what? I think it's vibing and it's changing and, you know, lots of events for people to come out and be together.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
In a way that I feel like it never has been before. Definitely say that.
Yeah, there's new collectives popping up, new event spaces popping up all over the place. I heard of a new one called Third Space that does pop-up parties. They're at Lalo on Saturday night.
Ooh, Lalo.
Yeah, I look like a boot, so I don't know if I would fit in with the hot young crowd. If I'm with you, I think I could actually get into that kind of thing.
You think so?
Yeah, because I was looking at the pictures and thinking like, who are all these gorgeous people and why?
Ooh.
Where are they in this town?
So you just come along with me.
Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
I'll get you in.
Yeah, totally.
So we'll get past the bouncers or whatever.
I'll carry your handbag and they're like,
you
all right, fine.
Handbag?
You can let them in.
I'll hold you to it.
Thank you.
I'll hold you to it.
We'll figure this out. This time of morning, we like to do our community events roundup segment.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a cattle thing, right?
Yeah. Let's go. So, let's get this done.
Talk about some stuff that's going on in and around town. Speaking of kids staying home from school, this Friday is a PA day or PD day, depending on when you were born. They call it a PD day now.
Yeah, we had, they call it now PD day?
I think it's like professional development.
We used to call them PD days.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, in Toronto. Yeah, PD days for sure.
Go Kingston, following in Toronto's footsteps.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a PD day this Friday. So if you want something fun to do with the kids, the screening room has a bunch of like family-friendly movies.
Okay, what have you got? A few?
Yeah, it's the 40th anniversary of Back to the Future.
Honestly, I can't remember that.
Then you're going to have to go to the screening room because it's only $7.
Nice.
Yeah, they got cheap tickets.
I love it in there. I just think it's a beautiful venue.
It's awesome.
And
I'm
all
glad
the chairs are green and, you know, they've got the nice signage and they got cool, like...
All the artifacts and...
Yeah, it's really cool in there.
I can get a beer and a mug of tea and watch a Bob Dylan movie.
And I think they sell County Bounty.
They do sell County Bounty sodas.
Yeah, that's like my favorite.
So
favorite
good.
Soda. Favorite. Which they also sell at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah, I really like it. It's my, like... You know, fancy soda.
It's a great soda, So yeah, get them down to the screening room, get the kids, get a County Bounty, watch Back to the Future. I was talking to my coworker about, like, oh, I don't know if I should take my niece. She's only 8 years old. She wouldn't understand, like, the concept of, like...
Do you think it's a little bit too old for her?
Well, it might be a little too old, but then I was thinking she wouldn't even really get the 1950s. Like, she wouldn't really understand, like, that generation. And then my coworker very appropriately said, dude, she's 8. She wouldn't get the 1980s. Like, the whole movie would be lost on her.
I don't know. That might be a little mature for her a bit.
Maybe, but it's still fun. Like, Christopher Lloyd on the clock tower is great.
Yeah, but then, like, I remember I was 8 and my uncle took me to So I Married an Axe.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
He took me there, and I remember being there and going, like, I don't know. It's for kids.
Scary about that movie is the slam poetry at the beginning. That's the real horror show.
I don't know. I think I blocked it out.
Good.
Yeah.
A Mike Myers almost classic. But yeah, check out the screening room website, and they're also taking votes for family movies that they're going to play over March break.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
You got an event, Simone?
Let's see.
What you got going on, Simone?
Let's got something going on from January 29th to February 15th, we are celebrating the Year of the Snake.
Oh,
it's a Lunar New Year.
That's right.
Join us in a joyful celebration of culture, community, and tradition with festive decor, vibrant events, and special deals at your favorite shops and restaurants. Enjoy Asian-inspired workshops, exclusive sales, tasty food specials, and so much more.
Nice. I like the idea of Lunar New Year because it comes right in a time where it's like so boring in this time of winter where there's nothing going on.
Yeah, we need something.
We need something. So like Chinese New Year is great. I don't know if I'm going to go to Toronto this weekend or not, but there's a big thing going on in Chinatown this weekend for that.
You should go.
It might be fun because it all starts today, but then they said this weekend in Toronto they're doing like, big like street festival.
So you're just going to drive down?
Maybe. Think about it. Oh, no, I got to work on Saturday.
Oh, there's that.
I got to work on Saturday because Old Farm Fine Foods. Captain Steve, who's the co-owner there.
Yeah.
Steve. He's excited because he's an RMC alumni.
Yeah.
Went to the glorious Royal Military College.
Military man.
And so he's got some friends coming in town because there's an alumni event going on that anyone can go to. It is the Royal Military College versus the West Point Military Academy hockey game.
West Point. Serious situation to shave your head.
Indeed. This is a tradition that's been going back decades, maybe even over a century, where the two teams get together and have a friendly exhibition match.
Nice.
Play each other. And this is the first time they've done it since 2020 because of...
So is this happening at Market Square?
No, this is happening at the Slush Puppy Center.
Slush Puppy.
So it's going to be a big time event. Tickets go on sale. Well, they're on sale now where you can get them at the door. Box office opens at 11 a.m. The game starts at 2 on Saturday. Okay. But that should be a fun time.
That's a fun thing. That's interesting.
A friendly rivalry between two military colleges, you know.
Yeah, a lot of history there. Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun. I think you're thinking of the Carr Harris Cup.
Okay.
Which I think is in Market Square, and that's next weekend on the 6th. So there's all these things that we have coming out to keep us going during the cold months of winter. And hockey's a great...
The Carr Harris is also going to be at the Slush Puppy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's at 7:30 on February 6th. You're right.
Nice. Nothing but the best.
Yeah, the Queen's Gales and the RMC Paladins.
Paladins.
Paladins? Yeah. I'm sorry, Paladins. will face off in the 37th Car Harris Challenge Cup on Thursday, February 6th at 7:30.
Cool. Right on. Excellent.
Okay. Lots of hockey.
Lots of hockey. Lots of things happening. Yeah. And that's all I've got for events today. You check out KPP website, check out Flying V Productions, find out what concerts are going on. But there's always something going on in downtown Kingston.
Yeah, which is wonderful.
Exactly. So you're going to want to get out and enjoy that winter. And then we got the Super Bowl coming up in a couple weeks.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You think Taylor Swift's going to be there?
I don't know. Probably. For the photo op, for the optics.
I guess. Like, what? I think her boyfriend is Travis Kelce.
Yeah. Does he play for the Chiefs? I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Who even knows?
I always tell people, like, when they say, do you like sports? I say, I like watching sports. I just don't know any of their names.
Yeah.
All I know is that the Philadelphia Eagles are playing and their fans are, like, the worst. So that's going to be
the worst?
Yeah, it's going to be real entertaining.
How so?
They're so rude and, like, in your face and crass. And, like, the last time they won the Super Bowl, they, like, tore the city apart. So I really hope they do.
Yeah.
It's in Louisiana. They're playing at the Superdome this year. So get to see Hurricane Philadelphia Eagles fan tear through
that and have some gumbo.
Exactly. So we'll talk more about that next week, I guess. Our Super Bowl strategies, you know.
I have to have a strategy?
Of course. You don't want to be wingless on Super Bowl Sunday.
Do you have a strategy?
Get those wings. That's my strategy. Because there's always a chicken wing shortage around Super Bowl.
Oh, is
like there? A nationwide chicken wing shortage.
Really?
Especially with the avian flu kind of having like chicken flocks being culled.
Do you cook your wings or do you order them?
I cook them. It's cheaper to cook them now with restaurant prices. Yeah, so I get the fully cooked breaded ones and stick them in the air fryer.
Oh, okay. So they're halfway there for you. You're not starting from scratch with them.
Or I'll go to Old Farm and get like the ones that are like fresh and from scratch. And
they do chicken wings
at
Old Farm?
We can get them. We can get packs of frozen like chicken wings. We don't have them often.
Wow. What don't you do over there?
Taxes? No. So we'll talk about our Super Bowl Sunday food stuff next week on the program and what you can get from Old Farm.
All right, you got it.
Beef chili on everything.
Beef chili.
Well, don't get chili out there today. Warm up with me and Simone with some more music. Got us here.
We'll keep you toasty.
Oh, yeah. You got us here until 10 o'clock, so let's get back to it.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's see that. Last set, we heard the mashup, and then we heard a little bit of Busty in the Bass with I'm Not Here. We got a classic, another like warm weather feeling tune. This is from King Curtis. This one's called Memphis Soul Stew.
Mm.
Right here.
On CFRC. Let's go.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're going to tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fat back drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn. Bring to a boil.
He's got the munchies for a California cheeseburger.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Looking down on Wayne's basement. Only that's not Wayne's basement. Isn't that weird?
That's weird, man. That's weird. Garth, that was a haiku.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
In my life, I met so many people. Some are good, and some are bad. The more this old world, I don't feel safe, I don't have faith.
Knowledge is a friend of mine, first was lost, and now is found. Knowledge is a friend of mine, still it's hard to pin it down.
Hard to let my old self go. In my youth, I was shy and awkward. Anyhow, I made it count. That's the point. Keep on going. It's the same for everyone.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Good morning, everyone.
We're making sounds. Yeah. Having a good time.
Totally. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we have been listening to the sweet sounds of nothing but the greatest tunes from around the world and through time. We just heard a brand new track from Edwin Collins. Remember him? Never Met a Girl Like You? He's back, baby. He's got a new track, new album. The song was called Knowledge. Kind of a retrospective.
Knowledge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice little tune. I liked it a lot. Before Edwin Collins, we had a classic from Howlin' Wolf with Shake For Me. Gotta get some shaking going on in the morning.
A little shake, a little back and forth.
Couldn't hurt.
These hips don't lie.
Yeah, that's right. We also had Cheap Trick in there with Come On, Come On. A new one before Cheap Trick by Mala Vista with Don't Owe You.
Mm-hmm.
Not too shabby.
Oh, my goodness.
Good punky stuff there.
Yeah.
And then we opened it up with King Curtis and Memphis Soul Stew.
That's cool, I like that.
It's a good, like, warm weather track, you know? Yeah.
We need a little stew.
Yeah, it's good stewing weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're stewing in here.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, like, just great.
We're
film.
In it.
Yeah, you were talking to me about the Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, the drama.
The drama with
the
all
drama
that.
The drama back and forth. Yeah, I did watch It Ends With Us.
Yeah.
That was a movie I wanted to see because there's so much controversy going on.
Yeah, but you said basically just go to the director's website. He's going to dump everything on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah,
you can make up your own mind.
You can make up your own mind. Certainly, there's been some stuff released already.
Yeah.
There was a scene between Justin and Blake Lively where they're kind of like it's about them falling in love, right?
Yeah.
And so there's some audio, so you can actually hear what they're saying, and you can kind of judge for yourself: is she being harassed, or are they just doing a scene?
Hollywood stuff. Who knows?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. We've got kind of juggernauts on either side. You on one side, you got Blake Lively, and you've got Ryan Reynolds, and you know Taylor Swift is kind of in it,
yeah.
And then you've got Hugh Jackman's kind of in it. You've got all that going on, and then you have Justin Baldoni, the lowly director writer. But guess what? He's got a bit of a, what do you call it? A magic card?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A get out of jail free card?
Something. Anyway, he's got a billionaire friend.
Oh.
So
we could be so lucky.
So he's kind of got that. So it's kind of balanced out. So we'll see what happens.
Interesting.
I hope it ends well. I hope they can just.
Maybe it'll be another slap at the Oscars.
Maybe.
That'd be fun.
Mm. Oh my goodness. That's right. Forgotten about Will.
Can't forget about that. Conan O'Brien's going to get slapped at the Oscars.
I'm
calling it. Yeah.
You think so?
No one can reach him. He's too tall.
I think it'll be good with him.
Yeah. He's great. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
And he's the recipient this year of the Mark Twain Prize.
Is he?
Yeah. So there's going to be a TV special on sometime soon.
That's always interesting.
Yeah.
Have I seen, I don't know if I've seen too many, but I saw one with Dave Chappelle and also Adam Sandler. That was pretty nice. That was a pretty nice one too.
Will Ferrell got one year. That was great.
Yeah.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. That was a really wonderful special when she won one year. It's great.
Yeah,
That's
quite the honor, right?
It's the highest honor the U.S. government can give to an artist for their lifelong work in comedy, which I like. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Well, if you haven't guessed, folks, this time of morning, we like to do our movie and entertainment section, screen time.
Mm-hmm.
It is winter, so I feel less bad about playing 7 hours of Baldur's Gate 3 in a row in the weekend because it's January and what else are you going to do? But
okay.
Stay in and watch the movies.
Yeah,
or if
you have you seen anything that...
What did I watch? I've been watching a lot of crap.
A lot of
Roger Corman movies. Last night I was watching a Roger Corman produced sci-fi movie called Bloodsport or Deathsport or something like that. And it was David Carradine well into his 50s wearing nothing but a loincloth and a cape with a giant sword and a laser gun.
Yeah, great stuff to just relax to.
Yeah, not going to win any Oscars. But,
no, not for the loincloth.
No, but
no.
If you're unfamiliar with the ad-supported free streaming service Tubi, all that obscure stuff is on there. Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, all the stuff you would never like go out of your way.
Oh, I loved me some Chuck Norris.
Oh, so much fun.
What did he, like a Texas...
Walker,
Texas Ranger. Just love to watch that. So it was always the last thing on.
Absolutely.
And it was just great. And then he also had one called Sons of Thunder. It was,
really?
Yeah, it was. That was also kind of a spinoff with him and his sidekick... He was a black gentleman.
From Walker?
Yeah,
I remember him.
You remember him?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name, but he was great.
Nice. You can check all that stuff out on Pluto TV and Tubi. But,
I wonder what he's up to, Walker, Texas Ranger.
I don't know.
Chuck Norris.
You got to make some more Expendables movies or something.
Yeah.
But on to the news, I suppose.
Okay.
Speaking of Tubi, last break we were talking about the Super Bowl, and I didn't realize Tubi is owned by Fox, so they have the rights to the Super Bowl. So if you want to watch the Super Bowl for free,
yeah,
you can watch it on Tubi on Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
So they're gonna have their own pre-show, their own day of broadcasting. They said it's for people who want to be part of the cultural moment, but don't necessarily, like me, aren't really
casual watcher.
Yeah. So you can check that out. Other Super Bowl news, obviously, a lot of good movie trailers are featured during the advertisements of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So everyone's watching.
And we're always excited for the commercials.
That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah.
So we can expect the first footage from the new Jurassic Park movie that's going to come out next summer with ScarJo. So we're going to expect some footage from that in the Super Bowl. Also, we're going to see some new footage from the new Mission Impossible movie, they're saying. And James Gunn's Superman movie, which comes out next year, which...
I did see some clips for it. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see, right?
Is it kind of going back, like, you know what I mean? A little bit...
a little bit back to the Christopher Reeve kind of day, yeah, but also with that...
Yeah, because with the costume is a little bit of a...
Yeah, but it's also got that kind of goofy James Gunn flair, so I don't know how it's going to work, but like in the trailer, you see this CG animated super dog named...
That's right, the dog!
Named Crypto. He's actually from the comic books, but it's like, you know, will that work in a live action, you know?
Well, you know what? I think it brings something fresh to it.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen a dog...
That's true.
...before.
And it's like,
right?
There's been so many superhero movies, you might as well mix up a bit, I guess.
Yeah.
So the footage for the new Superman movie won't be on during the Super Bowl. It'll be on during the Puppy Bowl.
Puppy Bowl?
The Puppy Bowl that happens before the Super Bowl, where they dress a bunch of dogs up like football players and let them be adorable on a little...
Really?
Yeah, it's great. It's another tradition.
Heard of this.
So tune into the Puppy Bowl. That's why they're thinking that Crypto dog, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
Yeah. Ah. So Super Bowl, February, I don't know, 9th, I think, so...
Okay.
Always good to see what movie trailers...
On Tubi.
On Tubi. Free on Tubi. So on to the birthdays, because celebrities are our social betters, and they deserve to be worshipped by us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got our palm fronds ready to fan them in case they get a little sweaty.
Oh, yeah?
happy birthday to Tom Selleck of Blue Bloods and Magnum P.I. fame. He turns 80 years old today.
I can't believe he's 80.
What a guy. What a guy. Three men and a baby.
Wow. Yeah, I loved Tom Selleck.
He's great. He's just consistently been great, yeah.
He's just great, and the mustache is working for him.
Totally. Absolutely, yeah.
Like, have you ever seen him without it?
Only in one movie. It was a movie with Kevin Kline called In and Out, and I didn't know it was Tom Selleck until the end credits rolled because I did not recognize him with a naked upper lip. I was like, that's Tom Selleck? Give me a break. You still look good, though.
He does look great. Looks great.
Someone else who looks very great these days, Heather Graham, turns 55 years old. She's still giving her really funny, underrated actress. I think... she got really famous in the 90s. She was in Boogie Nights and, of course, Austin Powers 2. And she's been...
Again, would you say character actor?
Yeah, she was a leading lady,
like,
for a bit.
Yeah, I guess if you see her, you might think, I know her from somewhere.
Oh, she's done a lot. And she's doing a lot of horror movies these days. One in particular called Suitable Flesh that came out in 2023 that I haven't seen yet. But I guess it's got a scene where she's in a car backing into a zombie over and over again. And you see rear view mirror camera of the zombie. Zombie, like it's
these zombies.
Zombies
just all over the place.
So happy birthday to Heather Graham because she's still having fun.
Good,
yeah.
Good for her.
And then last birthday, happy birthday to Catherine Ross. She turns 85 today. Catherine Ross got very popular in the 60s. She's probably best known for being in The Graduate with Dustin Hoffman, a movie that they make everyone watch in film school.
Okay.
And she's still acting. She's still doing a lot of good stuff. I mean, she's been in Donnie Darko, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. She's in the original Stepford Wives. She's a classic actress.
Mm.
Happy 85th.
Happy 85 to
Catherine
you.
Ross, yeah.
Yeah, still rocking and rolling.
Still rossing and rolling.
Rossing.
Mm. Mm. a few more headlines before we get back to the tunes. Warner Brothers just premiered a full trailer for Ryan Coogler's next film called Sinners. As always, it stars Michael B. Jordan and was written and directed by Ryan Coogler.
Those
two.
His muse, I guess?
I guess so, yeah.
It must be, because he's in everything.
And Ryan
Coogler.
They
work together.
All the time, like since Fruitvale Station.
Yeah.
All the way to Creed.
Yeah.
And all the movies are like wildly different. This one is a very imaginative mix of genres. It's like a dirty, gritty crime thriller. It takes place in the 20s where Michael B. Jordan plays two twin brothers who come back home after World War I to a small southern town with vampires in it.
Wow, yeah. That's a little bit of a twist.
Totally. So it looks like a combination of like Boardwalk Empire meets From Dusk Till Dawn, where it's like a ragtag group of survivors trying to hold out against zombies.
Huh.
So I never
vampire theme today.
It looks good. It looks good. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm really excited. Anything those two guys do, sign me up.
Yeah, very, very interesting.
Oh yeah. It also stars Haley Steinfeld, Jack O'Connell, and Delroy Lindo. I love Delroy Lindo. That man could just sit there and read like the classified section. I would pay good money to see it.
Good money?
Oh, he's got a great voice. You ever see Get Shorty?
No.
He's so good in Get Shorty.
Yeah?
Oh, he's so good.
So good.
Just the way he says the word bear. He's talking about his bodyguard who's named Bear.
Bear.
Yeah, Bear's going to throw you down these stairs.
Bear's going to do it.
I love it so much. and then last but not least, Keanu Reeves' next movie has just started shooting. Now, you know, that in itself isn't super interesting. He's always working. But the idea of the movie, from Triangle of Sadness and Force Majeure filmmaker Ruben Osland, it's a satirical movie called The Entertainment System is Down, and it is about a nonstop 12-hour flight from UK to Australia when the entertainment system on the plane goes down. And his movies are very wildly satirical of like...
Interesting.
It's always satirical
Nobody
of like class.
Nobody has to watch.
Yeah. So like what mayhem
what are they
is it going to be?
Like what's going to happen?
Who knows? You know, his last movie featured like a 15-minute uncut scene of all these rich people on a yacht puking everywhere.
I know a lot about puking.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So that's coming down the pipeline. I just thought it'd be kind of cool. I like seeing Keanu Reeves in interesting comedy-related stuff. You know, he's great as John Wick, but he's still hilarious, and I want to see him branch out.
Yeah.
It's a star-studded cast. There's some other people in it. Daniel Brühl, Samantha Morton, Kirsten Dunst, who... So mad. I don't think Kirsten Dunst got nominated for an Academy Award for Civil War. I got to look that up.
Okay.
We didn't talk about the Oscar nominations, but we'll get on that later.
Okay, okay.
Before we sign off today, because I am enraged at the snubs.
You're enraged.
You got it.
You're mad.
Bear's going to throw them down the stairs.
Oh, no.
Get Delroy Lindo in the mix.
You can't get Jeff the Movie Nerd upset.
Well, I'm going to rage out with some good music while we figure our life choices out. Yeah, here's a new one from Swami John Reese and the Blind, something or other, the Blind Showman. This one's called Fed to the Dogs.
Ooh.
That's what's going to happen to the Academy if they don't
choose your picks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Feed him to the dog. Del Orlando's going to feed him to the dogs.
Yeah, you let him know. You let him know.
We will. Awesome. We will. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is Fed to the Dogs right here
on CFRC.
Brother, care to donate to the anti-mugging you fund?
Ow!
We don't need to beg, Bender. For God's sake, we're not veterans.
I'm not too old.
shout out to CFRC and the campus community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Say that word.
What? Sex! What's so unappealing about hearing your elderly father talk about sex? I had sex!
Hello, my name is Julie Duran, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
met a girl from Malibu, and now she lives in Syracuse. She's just here while she's finishing her school. Her dad's a famous actor and her mom's a chiropractor. Don't ask me why she's playing the fool. Because she's gonna get some money, because guess what, buddy? That's what rich and famous people like to do. She's never gonna talk to me again, so I'll force myself to pretend that I never even liked you. Do you like my broken smile? Do you like my crooked teeth? Do you like the way I sing, the way I dance, the way I talk when you're not sitting next to me? She said I look like a famous actor, but she can't remember his name after she's had a couple of drinks. She said it was Hugh McGregor. I said, what the f***? I've never heard that line before. Do you like my broken smile? Do you like my crooked teeth? Do you like the way I sing, the way I dance, the way I talk when you're not sitting next to me?
Cowbell.
There it is.
There it is. And here we are. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And that was a brand new track from Seth Hunt, lead singer of the Backsteps.
I absolutely loved that.
That was fantastic.
That was so good.
That was called Gabriella.
And goodness, it was just taking me back. Do you like the crook in my teeth?
Yeah.
I liked a guy with a little crooked teeth.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Watch out, Gabriella. She's coming. Someone's coming for you. Great tune. I believe you said that the tune and the album get released on February 7th, but we'll play it again next week. And
yeah.
We got to get them on again.
Yeah.
We got to get those Backsteps on.
Yeah. I'd love to meet them.
Absolutely. They're mm-hmm. hilarious. You'll fall head over heels.
Head over heels?
It's that Luke. It's that baby face Luke. He's a good guy.
That baby face? I don't know.
We'll see. Little
young, but...
Who knows?
Who knows?
You don't know till you know.
You just don't know until you know.
check out the Backsteps and check out Seth Hunt. He's got a great sound. I like it.
Okay.
Amazing. Also in that set, we had a brand new track from Sergeant Baker with Might Be Time. We had a classic from The Muffs with On and On. Another classic before The Muffs from Prince with I Would Die For You. And then we opened it up with Swami John and Fed to the Dogs. Because I'm just so mad that Kirsten Dunst got snubbed at the Academy Awards.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to raise heck is what I'm going to do.
You're going to raise a little...
Civil War is what I'm going to do.
You are?
I'm going to go Civil War on their arses.
Oh my goodness.
I saw that movie Civil War like earlier this year.
Going to come after them?
Oh, and
what
I
are
said,
you going to do?
I said, I probably just like prank call them and hang up or something. I can't do anything. They're in California.
That's true.
Yeah, but I'll still tune into the Oscars. But yeah. Man, Kirsten Dunst sort of got nominated for that.
Yeah, she's been doing some solid work.
Solid.
Since the beginning. She's been working since the beginning.
Oh, Drop Dead Gorgeous? Greatest movie ever made. What did we learn today in summation before we sign off, Simone?
You can really do anything you put your mind to.
Who, me?
Me.
Oh.
Well, us. But like, yeah, you can come in ill. And you can still make it.
Because these tunes are sick, yo.
They are sick. And they're just, it's, and CRC is so great.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now I'm going to get sick.
I'll run through a wall.
Yeah.
For this station.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nothing can keep Simone down. Also, we learned that season 4 of Mythic Quest comes out this week. If you're a video game nerd like me and you also like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, then you're going to want to check out Mythic Quest.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl is going to be broadcast live on Tubi in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and you got a lot of options for wings, including Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods
can hook you up with some wings.
Yeah, next week we'll talk about our Super Bowl strategies.
I guess I gotta have one.
Gotta figure it out. Gotta have that nacho hat.
A nacho hat?
It's a hat made of nachos with a dip in the top. And
really? I thought there was just the beer. Is there a beer hat?
It's called a foam dome. See, you've got a lot to learn.
Oh my goodness. So much you have to teach me.
Your brow has to get ever lower on this show. House of Learned Doctors here on Queen's University campus. So, anywho, it's 5 minutes to 10. We're going to sign ourselves off.
Mm-hmm.
See you guys next week. Keep it locked and ready to rock because Mood with May is on next. And see you guys next week, I guess.
Yeah.
We're going to play ourselves out with a little Dear Rouge. They're coming to town in a couple weeks with Cutting Teeth. And if we have time, brand new Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts with Big Change is coming.
Ooh.
Knowing Neil Young, there's no way that's political. My name's The Nerd.
And I'm The Moan.
We'll see y'all next week.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
Hi, I'm Cam.
I'm Boris.
And we are Castor. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Morning, students. Question. If Queens doesn't offer its workers a fair